This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
Sure is, and you found us on the podcast.
For episode 2. We made it past the pilot week, thank God.
That's right. If we do one more, it'll be a streak, and then we can't ever stop it ever.
Oh, no.
It's a lot of work to commit to. No, we had a lot of fun this week.
Yeah, we did.
Short week as well.
So we decided since it's a short week, we'd give you guys a little prezzy, some bonus content in this podcast that was not on Power FM Brekkie this week. It's a podcast-only story.
Yeah, see if you can pick which one it is. We're also going to share you the story about me throwing capsicums at Molly.
Yeah, that was rude.
Still happened. And when my daughter spat all over my wife.
Jeez, the Pittmans are aggressive, aren't they? They're throwing food, they're spitting on people. What won't they do? Stay tuned and you'll hear it all on the Molly and Craig podcast. Whoa.
That was a bit much.
Sorry.
Molly and Craig.
Molly, you were just saying that you were brought to tears in the middle of a main road across the weekend.
I was driving on a main road and I saw an elderly gentleman. He was on like a medium strip. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't tell if he had lost his footing, if he was getting up or getting down, picking something up. Like, there was just a bit going on. He was by himself.
Can I say, if it was an elderly man, he was not getting down. Those joints. They would have been in the past, but not across the weekend.
He was so cute. He had on a full white ensemble with a summer hat.
Oh, that's ballsy.
A straw broad brim.
It's very nice.
And he was sort of fussing around and I couldn't tell what was going on, but my mind was on, oh, I hope I'm not late. Now, two cars in front of me, a truck slowed right down and rolled their window down and looked to ask the man if he was okay, which I thought, that's really nice. Considering we're on a big road, like that's ballsy and lovely. And so he's obviously asked him what's going on, whether he's dropped something, whatever. The man then opens up his car door, grabs the old man by the hand and walks him across the road.
No, just like a scout getting his badge for walking the elderly across the road.
Yeah.
No.
And he put his hand up like this to stop all the traffic as he held onto the old man's arm and made sure he got all the way across the road. And then the old man just did the cutest little thank you wave. And then he ran back in his car and drove off. And I just sat there, Craig, and I thought, holy, that was really beautiful. I just was brought to tears by it. I thought, I don't know if I'll see anything better for the rest of the year. That's so nice.
Whereas here I'm thinking, maybe that truckie just wants to get in the wheel, you know?
Wake up and smile with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
We've come to the time in the show where I get to share the weird things that my four-year-old has said across the past week. Like to collect them up like they're some sort of collectible item and then just throw them all at you. It's a bit rude, actually, now that I think about it. But if you've got kids at home, you'll know they say wacky stuff. You're learning that more and more each week, aren't you, Molly?
Oh, yeah. This is good for me. It's like a good reminder that I'm not ready.
Yeah, okay, good. So, yes, some things that my four-year-old has said across the past week. It's called a cucumber because that's what you call it.
Fair.
And whatever you do, don't come into the bathroom. I'm trying to spend some Isla time. Sounds like someone said that to her before. My breath is so hot, it blows out the pollen. Okay. Good, she's getting into some gardening. When you're bored, you can make a worm castle, which is like a sand castle, but it's a worm castle.
Oh, Christ.
And finally this week, it's probably my favourite thing she said. Maybe decaf is too strong for dads, so maybe you can have coffee instead. But mummy can have decaf because she's allergic to bananas.
What?
I wish I could tell you what goes on in her mind.
I don't think even Isla knows.
Molly, Craig, Breakfast, Power FM.
I went out to dinner with my mum last night, Craig. It's like a weekly occurrence for us.
It is, isn't it? Who pays? Is it back and forth or is mum pay back?
It's usually my mum because I think she feels guilty that I haven't lived at home for a really long time and my brother is still there.
That is. It's always good when your parents take you out. I mean, do you sort of just go, oh, well, I actually will have that extra drink tonight? Because I do.
We went to a place we often go, Pizza Fino.
I drove past there the other day. I was like, that's that place Molly's always going to.
It's great. But what we did was we went to Foodland and picked up just a few things before our 4:30 dinner.
PM, not AM.
Yep.
I mean, either one would be an extreme, but 4:30 PM.
Yeah, yep. And we obviously didn't think it through because we had things that need to be refrigerated and, you know, what do you do with that? Leave it in the car for an hour? Not a good idea. So we had to take our shopping into dinner with us in the crusty old Foodland bag.
Oh.
How embarrassing. Not only are we there at 4:30... But we've got our goods with us.
Yeah, and do you ask them? Do you go, well, obviously, you're a restaurant. You've got a bit of fridge space anywhere, you know? Can you store the milk for just while we have dinner?
We should have. Guys, if you need any supplies, I've actually got crumpets, anyone? Anyway, as we ordered our food, we did another annoying thing where they asked us if we wanted drinks and we were like, no, we'll have a margarita and we'll have the risotto and we'll have two tap waters, thanks. Like, we were ready to go. So they brought out our food, whatever, and halfway through I thought, maybe I should have ordered a drink. Look down. Saw my orange juice there. I thought, would that be rude? Should I just pour it into the cup? We'll never be able to go back, so I didn't.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
A boy over in Perth, Craig, has been slammed by a nearby neighbour via a ruthless letter.
Well, a letter's not going to do much, is it?
Well, the boy had a 21st birthday party and the neighbour is pissed.
This sounds like a Corey Worthington situation. Do you remember him?
Oh, don't we all?
The glasses, the fluffy coat, the hair under that hat.
the yellow hair.
Ugh.
Crusty as. This is pretty funny. So, this person's pretty peed off because they've written a page-long letter about how disappointed they are in this young boy for having a 21st birthday party.
Hang on. So they're not angry. They're just disappointed.
It says a lot of stuff, like your parents obviously didn't teach you to consider your neighbours because you were partying until midnight.
Ooh.
This is a milestone to be celebrated, but we hope that you never, ever encounter neighbours like yourself in your lifetime. We have a right to sleep peacefully in our own home. That is a right. Consider your neighbours. The world does not need another disrespectful human being. Whoa, 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 whoa. This boy's 21 and the party finished at midnight. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, it could have gone to, well, like 3 a.m.
Maybe people weren't having fun. And then he's got this nasty letter. And worst thing is, Craig, it's in red ink. Imagine printing off a hate letter in red ink.
Oh, it's printed.
It's not handwritten, it's printed. They've got out their MacBook Pro and they typed that up.
Yeah, because if you're complaining about people after partying after midnight, you do have a MacBook Pro.
Now, I thought this was ridiculous, and I've just said all this on air, but I have also been the red pen writer. When we were in Fiji...
Oh, you didn't.
This is so funny. So when we got to the hotel, we checked in and saw, like, a little note on the counter saying, just to let everyone know there is a wedding tonight, but we'll make sure that we cut it off at 10. The sound was so loud, I felt like we were at the wedding. We heard all the speeches. We sat on the balcony and we listened to the whole thing. It was honestly like we were extra guests. And then I get a little bit grumpy because of my sleep schedule. So after 9 o'clock, if people are making noise, I'm upset. At 10:03, I was like, we're ringing up. We're ringing up the front desk. And we did. We rang up and complained. These people are getting married in Fiji on one of the most beautiful beachfronts ever. And here I am like, excuse me, can they turn it down?
I mean, I get your point of view because you were basically at the wedding and you still didn't get the dinner. How rude.
I got a headache.
That's all you got.
Not from the alcohol.
Where's my bonbonniere? It's not meant to be a headache.
Throw one up here, guys. I'm a good catch.
Molly and Craig on Power FM. I
had to be very careful yesterday, Molly. Didn't want to piss off my wife.
Oh, never do that.
No.
That's the worst thing you can do.
But in the same turn of my face, I didn't want to encourage my daughter to keep doing something. I think it's a thing that a lot of parents will do, is to hide their reaction when the kids do something that's really funny, but you don't want to make them do that again. So we're trying to teach Isla to be quite, you know, be a lovely little lady as she grows up. Do all the things that she should do. For example, you know, when you're sneezing or coughing, do it into your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be spreading those germs around. Poignant in the last couple of years. Yesterday, we're having afternoon tea. Made some brownies a little while ago, and Isla's very excited to have those. It's always, oh, can we have afternoon tea? And this is the night before the afternoon tea. It's ridiculous how far ahead she wants to have afternoon tea. So finally, yesterday, we get around to having it. She's over the moon. A little bit too excited. We've made all the hot chocolates. Everything's on the table. My wife is opposite my daughter. My daughter, Isla, takes a sip of her hot chocolate and does that thing where it goes down the wrong pipe. Now, you'd hope she would pull her arm across, but no. She's done the perfect little cough and spray of hot chocolate right across the table and drenched my wife in hot chocolate. And I couldn't laugh because I could tell that she kind of wanted to but was also drenched.
Ew.
And I was like, I don't want her spinning hot chocolate again. So I actually had to excuse myself from the table, go to the other room, and absolutely lost it. And so far to this point, haven't lost my wife.
Oh, good news.
Yes.
Wake up and smile with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
You and I spend a little bit too much time together, don't you think?
It's been said far too many times.
Well, it's true.
But it is true, yeah.
Yesterday was my turn to drive, and you were the passenger princess, which is something we say a lot in my world. Have you heard that term?
No. I've also not seen the tiara yet. Where's that?
I'll get you one if you
good.
Want.
Thank you.
It's the TikTok trend where the girlfriend just sits in the passenger side with a, you know, Starbucks and the aux cords in, and she's just, you know,
doing what she wants while the other person's, you know, taking care of business.
Directions, doing the whole thing. They're just having a snack, having a nap. It's great. It's a good way to live life. And that was you yesterday because you had some snacks. You were eating your lunch.
Well, this is the thing, is you decided that we were leaving. You're like, come on, clock off time.
If
we're
I didn't say that, I think we would be here every day until I don't know what time.
I don't think we would be there that as long as you think we would be here. But I do like to finish and make sure I'm at a point where I'm happy to come in the next day. That being said, I didn't get around to lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, if we drive home, that's a half hour I'm not eating. I'm getting loopy. I need to eat.
Mm.
So I popped in the old toasty.
What's so funny is the reason I wanted to go home is so I could eat.
So I said, hang on, I'll just cook my lunch so I can sit there and eat while you continue to not eat.
Yeah. Then you took it one step further and you just thought you'd be so rude and just throw your food around in my pristine vehicle.
Did not throw my...
You nearly threw it at me, actually. I had to dodge it while I was driving.
You did not!
I thought, oh my God, there's capsicum everywhere.
I took a bite of my toasted sandwich, some capsicum fell out nowhere near you, but it did that great thing in the car where it wedges itself right where your hand doesn't fit between the seat.
Oh, it's the gap to no man's land. No one ever goes there.
No. But obviously we had to because we didn't want capsicum sitting around in your car for, you know, who knows how long.
I wouldn't care if it didn't have a mould risk.
Yeah. Well, interesting you say that because when we got to my place, I got out and I said, well, you know, I have to get this because this it'd be so rude to not only throw capsicum at you but then leave it in your car.
Yeah.
So I started, having a look under the seat, seeing what I could find. And, well, I found a pack of gum for you.
Yeah.
That's good. That was, you know, half done. But, you know, there was still a few more left. Found a parking ticket, not like a fine, but like one you use to get in.
Yep.
That was from August as well. There's a bit of popcorn down there.
Yeah, just one single kernel.
Yeah. That's it. It was an appointment card for an appointment.
Oh, yeah, my eyebrows. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Good thing we got it out. And then eventually we found the capsicum as well. So really, you're saying that you hate me for dropping this capsicum, but I think it's done more good than harm.
Yeah, I had a little snack on the way home.
Oh, you didn't take the capsicum as well? No, I threw that in the bin.
It was covered in hair, Craig.
Molly, Craig, breakfast, Power FM.
I've been claiming, Craig, that I saw you last night after we left work.
Yeah, I'm just baffled by what are you talking about?
Oh, I can't get enough. It's like, I need to spend more hours of the day with Craig Pittman. So you actually entered my dreams. Oh, beautiful. Really set the scene. We were at work. Our favourite place.
You really can't get enough, can you?
Oh, no. What do I love more than Power FM and Craig? Well, it's not much.
Just more.
We were trying to do something outside of the station. I don't know if it was a promotion of some sort. I just had this sense of panic that I had to go home. You were like, no, we can't go home.
I mean, how is this different to any other day?
True.
Except it's less of a panic and just, I want to be home.
I knew I had to be there and I was starting to get quite upset. And you told me I had to stay. And I was like, but I have to get home. I have to get home. We were in a car driving and, like, things were just popping out almost like Mario Kart, stopping us from getting home. And the reason I wanted to is because I had just had a baby in this dream. I'd given birth the night before and I had a tiny little baby. And all I wanted to do was feed it. I need to get to my child. But in true Power FM style, I still had to come to work the next day. And the funniest thing of all, Craig, is that the baby actually had a name in my dream.
No.
Yeah. I had named it Star.
Of course you have.
Molly and Craig on Power FM.
Now, there's other radio stations out there, Molly.
Yep.
If you're listening to them, you're a loser. I can say that because if you're not listening in, you're not going to know, right? But, yeah, about this time yesterday on another station, WSFM. Do you know the Brekkie Show there?
Yeah, isn't it? Amanda and...
Jonesy and Amanda, yes. Which, I mean, you can hear they do a syndicated version of that show, which you can hear on our sister station, 5MU. Nonetheless, Amanda Keller, personality, you'd know her, she revealed yesterday morning on their show that Ten's The Living Room won't be returning in 2023.
Oh, I loved interviewing my girl every year. We talked about Paprika for like 5 minutes. It was amazing.
Are you sure you understood you were speaking about Paprika? He might have been speaking about something else. It's very hard to understand the man. She explained that the program's going to be taking a little break. So it's not actually, you know, on next year, but in 2024, it's due to come back. They want to continue the show. But I think you've got to be careful. Whether it's TV or radio, if you leave, something else will always take your spot, you know, and it could be bigger and better. It could be someone hungrier who's then going to remain in your place and you won't come back. And they're already running some promos on Channel 10 the day after that announcement. I don't know if you've heard these, but have a listen.
While the door to the living room is closed for now, another has opened. Coming to Channel 10 in 2023, welcome to The Bathroom. Same format, different name. With a radio personality you know but don't listen to, Jackie O.
What's, you know, the point of living?
A sexy TV vet, Dr. Harry Cooper.
G'day, I'm Dr. Harry Cooper.
A celebrity chef you can't really understand, Colin Fastnich.
In here I've got some onions, right? Some beautiful onions, you just caramelise them down, right?
And a gardening personality you can't remember.
Oh, Costa Georgiadis?
No, you know him. Think broader.
Hold up. I'm just Googling Gardening Australia hosts. How about Jeremy Colby Williams?
Never heard of him. He's hired.
Hello, I'm Jerry Colby Williams and welcome to my garden.
So get off the living room couch, you dirty potato. It's time for a wash. The Bathroom, coming to Channel 10 in 2023.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
Oh, and you are the most important person in the world to us because you've made it through the entire podcast and you're still listening.
Oh, we love ya.
And if you've listened this far, here's another little thing. Can you follow us on Instagram, please?
Ooh.
Please. That's at Craigio on the radio and at Molly Rose Radio.
We'll be back on air 6 a.m. Monday.
Unless you're listening to this in like 3 years, in which case, I mean, welcome late to the party.
Jeez, in 3 years, what will we be doing? I'll be, oh my God.
No, don't even.
I'll be over
my
30.
Kids will be in school, probably both of them. It's too much. we're going to have an existential crisis. You have a great rest of whatever the day you've got left.
Ciao.